Text 2. Good afternoon. This is Salvatore Rampello with a report about some helpful developments in the treatment of diabetes. Diabetes is when a person cannot regulate the levels of sugar in their body. Regulating sugar levels is very important. Bodies produce insulin to control levels of sugar in the blood. Insulin is produced in the organ in your body called the pancreas. If the body does not produce enough insulin, a person will get type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is when the body cannot effectively use the insulin it produces. Diabetes is a serious chronic disease. The number of people with diabetes is rising around the world, and it is even more dangerous for some people because not everyone can take the medication that treats it. However, there might be hope for these people. One group of researchers has discovered that a chemical found in a common vegetable might help treat diabetes. Another group of researchers has found that drastic diets might help. Over time, diabetes can damage the heart, blood vessels, eyes, kidneys, and nerves. Diabetes is a major cause of blindness, kidney failure, heart attacks, stroke, and lower limb amputations. It can even lead to an early death. The rising number of diabetes is linked to the increased rates of obesity around the world. Experts say that obesity is one of the main reasons people get type 2 diabetes. About 300 million people around the world have type 2 diabetes. A large proportion of these people cannot take a drug called metformin that is used to treat this disease. The drug metformin is often the first drug doctors give their patients. However, the drug has side effects. It can damage the kidneys and upset the stomach. But there has been some hope for a different type of treatment. Researchers have found that eating broccoli might work as a treatment for type 2 diabetes. This vegetable has a chemical compound called sulforaphane. In experiments, sulforaphane appears to work as well as the drug metformin at reducing blood sugar levels in diabetics. Dr. Gloria Gounod from the University of British Columbia in Canada led the research. I asked her about her research.
We think this is very exciting because there have been so many claims over the years that different foods have different health effects, but nothing could be proven. But here is a really scientifically based proof that diet has an effect on type 2 diabetes. My team and I have experimented with 97 type 2 diabetes patients. All were treated with metformin. But one group of patients were also given the broccoli medicine called sulforaphane instead. The other patients were given a placebo. The patients who were given the broccoli medicine called sulforaphane worked much better in reducing sugar levels than the placebo. This means the sulforaphane was working. We called the sulforaphane treatment the broccoli pill, and the broccoli pill was most effective in the patients who were obese. This is because they started with higher glucose levels than the others.
The researchers published their findings in the journal Medical Science, and it has been accepted as a real cure. But do not think that just eating broccoli is enough to prevent or treat diabetes. You'd have to eat about 5 kilograms every day to get enough sulforaphane. The patients got a pill containing a concentrated form of the broccoli compound. It's about 100 times stronger than the amount found in broccoli itself. But for people with diabetes who hate broccoli, there could be some more welcome news. I asked Professor Royston Snifter from Griffin University about his suggestions for treating type 2 diabetes.
My treatment is a sort of diet, but this diet is very particular about the quantity of food consumed. I discovered this treatment by accident. In 2006, I made an important observation which related to surgery people were having to interrupt the digestion process so that the food was not broken down and absorbed in the usual way. If the digestion process is interrupted, the body can't absorb calories. If the body absorbs less calories, then the patient obviously loses weight. But the exciting thing I observed was that after the operation, when the patient began to lose weight, sugar levels went back to normal levels very quickly. From this, I got the idea of allowing diabetes patients only a limited amount of food. With less calories, the patient lost weight. Then the pancreas seemed to recover to produce insulin to regulate the amount of sugar again. The pancreas seemed to repair itself as soon as the patient reduced his or her calories.
So, diabetes is a condition on the rise, but there may be some quite easy treatments for it. I take from this that it's a good idea not to eat too much, and even though you cannot eat enough broccoli to get enough sulforaphane to treat type 2 diabetes, I think I'll be eating plenty of broccoli from now on. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Salvatore Rampello.